Well, I'm back in the saddle again, guys. How you all doing? Good Monday morning. The day is, today is June the 6th, 2022. Good morning, Bright Eyes. Good morning, America. Good morning, the whole entire universe. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network here at beautiful Faith Studio One. It's going to be a hot week in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. We've been having nothing but just trouble with our audio and our internet. So we've been down for a while, but we got things up and rolling. So that's just kind of the way it is when the temperatures are above 100 degrees. But I hope you all are doing well today. Yesterday was my son's birthday. He turned 25. Cody, happy birthday again to you. I know you had a great day with your wife. Of course, he's a newlywed. They've been married going on nearly 3 months. So I wish him nothing but happiness and, you know, joy. Well, today, friends, on Coffee Talk with CA, before I get started, as always, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, you can email me up top the tower here at Faith Studio One or anytime. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast, or follow me on all major networks, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Search me up, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Amazon Music, Alexa, hey, play all the series of the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You'll find me there. You guys will. and I've got every one of them. Okay, that being said, I want to talk just a tad bit, and then we're going to talk about our discussion today with Coffee Talk with CA. As you remember, the last time we talked, before all this mayhem started happening, we've had nothing but mass shootings that just continue. And it's sad because it's becoming an everyday ordeal. Someone had got in touch with me when I was having trouble up here at the studio, and they said, "Hey, what do you think the answer and the remedy is?" I get that asked so many times. I'm telling you, the remedy is prayer. The remedy is keeping Christ in your heart, believing, trusting in the Lord, and knowing that He's got you in the palm of His hands. We don't know when our life's going to be over. We don't know when we're going to be called to be home to the Lord in the presence of God, but we know one thing. He wants us to enjoy our life. Is this ever going to end? No. Why? Because the devil's on the loose. He's been on the loose, and let's just revisit it very briefly because a lot of people flood me with emails on it. How did Satan occur? Well, I'm fixing to explain it. You have to go back biblically, and I encourage you, if you get a chance, to read your Bible as much as you can. And you're going to have to keep reading it, reading it, reading it. You're never going to ever remember everything. And I do always compare it to what the late Billy Graham had said, which he said that he never knew anything. He could not know every single thing about the Bible that's to be known, but he can know what was in the bits and pieces of the Bible that he uses for an example. That's why you call it a what Bible study, or you take segments of the Bible and you teach on it and learn on it, right? And write notes on your Bible too as well. All right, now how this Satanistic thing got started with Satan. Satan was, from what we have discussed in the past, he was a beautiful angel. He was as high up as Michael. Satan challenged, and his name was Lucifer, challenged God. Well, you don't challenge God. There's one and only God. One, as the Ten Commandments says, one of the many Ten Commandments, you don't ever challenge God in the fact of thinking you're God. There's one God only. Now, you do have freedom of choice, heaven or hell, or you worship whatever you want, but I'll tell you what, in my opinion, as a Christian, we should worship the one, the only, the true God, our Creator. Okay? Lucifer thought he was trying to play God, going to want to try to play God, so he challenged him. And God said, there can only be one, and that's me. So what happened to Lucifer? He got the boot, and so did some of those angels that turned into what we call demon angels. Yes, they do exist. Yes, whether you believe me or not, demon angels, demons can go into a person. Now, do we have the ability to cast out demons? God gives us the ability to pray hard and heavy to cast them out. There was a story I remember with a gentleman when I went to Bible college that we carpooled together back in the early 80s. And he shared a story how he was a pastor, and his name, of course, was Dale. And he casted out a demon. So, yes, you can. God gives you the ability. We're not God, though, keep in mind, to pray. Prayer, what warriors, where we can pray out and cast out the demon. And there's many examples of the prophets that God had used to cast demons out. So that can definitely happen. Now, so that is the storyline. And of course, we know all about the sin, how that started when Eve ate the apple and she wouldn't suppose, or the fruit. We don't know if it's apple, it's a fruit, scripture says. And the serpent was, they say a snake, we don't know. I really don't care to want to know. All I want to know is we just got to get there because of the sin. Because earth was going to be sinless. That's right. That's why there was the Garden of Eve. That's why there was the Garden of Eve. So, of Eden, I should say. Not Eve. Eden. Garden of Eden. But, that being said, it didn't happen that way. And, of course, heaven too is where our loved ones at that have accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Keep in mind, Scripture talks about the new Jerusalem. That is heaven number 3. That's right, the main heaven that's being built where we're going to be. Now, let's say that we go on before the rapture. Well, we'll still be at heaven too, I believe, in my opinion, and Scripture kind of talks about it, because we're going to be in the presence of the Lord. Now, when the rapture comes, and He reigns, and I've read it in Revelation, it talks about the new Jerusalem, and you have to go back to Revelations, and that is the third heaven that He is building. And of course, the world will be completely destroyed. And it's hard to imagine, but it's true, guys. We that believe and trust in the Lord, He's going to be with us forever and ever and ever, and that's an amazing thing. But that's why He wants you to enjoy your life on earth. Okay, a little bit of Bible teaching on that. Hope I give answers to people that had questions on that. All right, now, Today we're going to talk about, I'm going to give you five critical ways to protect your family through prayer. Yes, there are five. In this unsteady world, which it is, like I said, these mass shootings that have been happening, it's an everyday. I mean, at night, I get breaking news. In the morning, I get breaking news. I think they said something about we had 243 and counting. It's not going to end. Okay, mental health is a very serious thing. And if you know somebody that's going through mental health, I encourage you, please go back to a couple of my podcasts. You'll see it on there with a 1-800 helpline, whether your teen's going through mental health or your children are going through mental health or you have an adult going through mental health, and give them the podcast to listen to and give them that telephone number and help them. Be that olive branch for the Lord, okay, because you're working for Him. Okay, going back to what I was saying, in this unsteady world, we often feel out of control, don't we? We gasp for what we know to be certain, because everything else is out of jurisdiction. However, friends, if God gives us full command over our life, would we even need Him? Think about that. If all He did was bless us perfectly, lay out our plans, how would we build our faith, develop the ability to preserve and deepen our dependence on Him? Well, there are several ideas. There are a few things, I should say, that we have control of. We have to decide how to spend our time. I know a lot of us work. I know a lot of us stay busy, you know, whether you're married, dating, whatever it may be. We are technically in control of our thoughts, although sometimes it doesn't feel like we are, does it? Lastly, we determine what we pray for and how frequently. Knowing we have sanction over these areas, how can we use this knowledge to protect our families? Well, I'm going to give you five suggestions on Coffee Talk with CA on a Monday, June the 6th. Hard to believe, time's flying by. Happy summer, everybody, coming up. Already feels like summer in Texas. So here we go. I'm going to give you five of them. Okay? Make notes or listen to this podcast. Even share it. Five suggestions. The first one I want to talk about is pray scripture for them. I remember one time I attended a speaker one evening, and it takes a lot sometimes to get out and want to listen to speakers. And there's a speaker, his name was Jody, and he had written several books. And I should say she, it was a woman. She had written several books, and one of the books that she had written was Praying Over Scriptures Over Your Children. And if you get a chance to get that book or search it up on Google or whatever, I encourage you to order it. Her message and book changes a lot of these families that I knew that were going through a lot. Of course, I got my kids too as well that are growing up. But I learned a lot from this. I found a verse for each of my kids that just really touched my heart. And I go back to this one on my oldest daughter. Of course, I got an oldest son, then I go to the oldest daughter. And I remember praying the Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 5 said, "Let Madeline do nothing out of selfishness, ambition, or vain conceit, but in humility value others better than herself. Look her not only to the interest, but also the interest of others, and let the attitude be the same as Jesus Christ." And I remember that praying it. I probably over my girls, I remember praying. Because I pray for my kids all the time. Then there's another situation I remember praying. And that was in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 17 and 19. I desperately want to know the breadth, the length, the height, the depth of God's love. You can't get enough of God's love. You just can't. That cup will always fill up. You see, God's words are infinitely better than anything that we can even create. The unintended benefit in these verses, a couple of these verses I was telling you about, was really speaking to me in my heart. Whether you hear the verses speaking at a church or in a devotion, I personally smile because they have a special meaning to me and remind me of a lot of my loved ones that have gone on to be with the Lord, or the ones that I still love right now that are still living. Second point I want to tell you is bless them every day. You know, Scripture is filled with examples of people being blessed. Just before Jesus ascended to heaven, The very last act he conducted, if you well remember, was to bless his disciples. In fact, scripture, if you want to highlight it, book of Luke chapter 24, verses 50 to 51. He lifted his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up in heaven. Another great scripture verse is that whole Genesis chapter 27, the story of Jacob. Remember him stealing Esau's blessing from his father. Esau begs his father for a blessing, but Isaac has already been given the blessing to Jacob. A lot of our pastors, or what should be our pastors should do, is bless us and at the end of church service as they send us off. You don't run into that very much. There are a few of them that do that. We should also bless our food that we partake in a meal. I've had people question and say, well, do you pray for your snack? Yes. Sometimes I'll forget. I'm a human being like everybody else. Blessings occur quite frequently when you stop and you think about it. Here's a question for you. How can we model this act for our children? Well, you lead by example is one thing, right? So what you do, whether you're married, single, whether your kids are young or whether they're old, they're going to pick up on what you do. So let's just give an example. If dad's doing something, the kids of today will copy what dad does. Or what mom does, they'll do the same thing. You set the example for your household. If you're going to get into an argument with your spouse, take it outside. Or say, honey, can we talk about this later? Don't drag it in the middle where your children can hear it. I'm talking your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. You see, you don't want to mess with God's little people. And God's watching all the time. Yes, He wants you to have a happy life. Yes, He wants you to enjoy your life too as well. Both ways can be a combination. But He also wants you to be aware of how you act. Your children will follow your footsteps. It's just a proven fact. You can disagree or agree with me on that. So if you are telling them, example, if you're teaching them the Bible and you're talking about it, they're learning, they get enthused. Just like I have been talking about nearly 50 years, this year, 50 years that I accepted Jesus Christ in my personal life, my personal Savior, I should say. And I got saved in the same house that I was there from 6 months to, and I still go visit my folks every so often. The same house, the same kitchen. Kitchen has since then been remodeled to the dining room, but back then there was a table. And my Sunday school teacher back in the day, before they had to have dog tags and, you know, security alerts, and, you know, world's changed. Come knocking on the door, said, I'm here to lead CA to the Lord. He's interested. My dad said, right here. And he did. And he led me through every scripture. And I opened my heart to him. And I'm going to tell you something while I'm going through these. If you don't have Jesus in your heart, today is the day to get it, friends. Don't wait. This world is coming to an end. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't want to predict. God don't want us to predict, but it's going to happen. Third point I want to make is prayers over protection. We should always do that. One of the personalized verses that I wrote down and repeatedly every day for my kids when they come by to see me was the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7 and verse 23. Lord, let our family walk in your ways. You command us that in my go well with us, I pray for a hedge of protection over our family. Again, let me read it again. Lord, let our family walk into all the ways you command us. That it may go well with us, I pray for a hedge of protection over our family. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever prayed and said, Lord, I pray for a hedge of protection over my family? Or, Lord, I pray for a force shield of protection. You ever prayed that? Boy, now in America, you need to. I would recommend it. Lady gives example, quote unquote. She said, I can remember on multiple occasions where I believe God intervened to protect one of my kids. Or she said, yeah, one of our kids. Boy, that brings back a memory. I know my kids had got intervened a lot. Like the time she gave an example, like the time my 2-year-old barreled down the, boy, we used to do that when we were younger, barreled down the driveway on her tricycle heading down to her daddy, who was down at the bottom of the road with our girls. She said that she took off with both of us thinking that she was the other one. I am confident she never stopped to look at the cars, which, you know, we used to be that way. Back before there was even cell phones, you remember back in the day, you had a lot of freedom to ride your bike. And if you were young, my mom, she'd say, all right, be back at a certain time. Dad, be back at a certain time. You know, we always checked in. That don't happen no more. Now you got cell phone ability. So times have really changed a lot. But she goes on and she talks about the situation as far as when they were, you know, which, of course, they were, little girl was going down with the bicycle and her daughter. And Blessings, she says, I'm sorry, let me go back to this again. I lost track because of the email she had sent. May these things, this is a blessing, okay, that really hit her a lot because the hands of protection of God, what she was saying in this email, I'm trying to make it out because it's kind of bouncing back and forth. It goes back and says, if he happens to be traveling, he would have put him on speaker so you could hear these words for the kids, her and her husband, or I had to say to them that day. Some days, she says, our kids jump out of bed, they race downstairs to get blessings, she wrote on an email. Other times, they roll their eyes up when they won't let them leave my husband because he has blessed them, and that's okay, and she talks about how important that is. Do you remember, here's another incident of another bicycle a lady had put where they didn't have a cell phone back then. Of course, they had the landline phone, she was saying. And she said, God is consistently reminding me to keep praying for my children. And we should, guys. Never stop. Personally, for me, can absolutely certain that children with close calls, I know my kids, I can relate, as she had put on this email, and me too, because of prayer. I cannot. That's why we call it faith. And coming to Jesus is coming to your Father with childlike faith. And it's very important. It is. Because we need to listen to him. We need to be there openly in our heart, open our heart up to him, because it's very important. And if he's knocking on your door and you're not saved and you haven't accepted him into your life, please don't shut the door on him, because he only comes so many times, and that's a proven fact. Faith is very important. Fourth point I want to make is turn them to Jesus. Boy, that's the truth. Kids need to know about Jesus in today's time. It's hard, but you can do it. You can't always, and I'm just going to say this, you can't always, the churches are great. Well, they should be, some of them. Can't count on your children's church directors all the time. Can't count on your pastors all the time. They get the word out. But you as parents, and we as parents, whether they're young, whether they're old, is you can throw out the bird seed. What do you mean by bird seed, CA? Well, you can give them the bread. Break out that bread a little bit. The interest of Jesus. One thing that I admire, many things about my parents, my dad, is that he reaches out and he tells others about Jesus. Me at my age, I got a main job. I go out and I tell them about Jesus. I know I'm rolling the dice because you're not really supposed to. But if somebody comes up and tells me like they did one time before, and we have about 5,000 employees in our particular place that I work at, very billion-dollar place on break, and said, hey, I'm getting ready to retire, but you know, your sparkle in your eyes and your love for Christ, will you tell me about Jesus? And I did. I led her to the Lord. She was like in her late 60s. So there is hope. If God tells you to do something, my question to you is are you going to do it? And in other words, are you going to tell your kids about Jesus? Or are you going to let it slip by and heaven forbid something happen and then you get ate up with guilt? You don't want that to happen, right? So just remember that. That's just kind of a short point on 4. Now, my point on 5, preparing them for adversity. God never promises a calm, peaceful life. He just doesn't. And I am reminded of that constantly because I have my days too. I get often overwhelmed at obstacles thrown my ways. I remember challenges and opportunities of growth and a chance to deepen my dependence on God. And as a child, we all remember, whether you're a little boy or a little girl at the time, we all came with our drama, right? We all got drama. Now, people say when you meet, well, I don't have drama. Oh, come on. You got some kind of an issue. You just don't want to talk about it. And that's fine. There is no perfect person besides one, and that's God. Everybody has an issue. Everybody has a problem. Everybody has a prodigal. You name it. I've heard it all. But we must, friends, teach our kids about the evil forces against Christians today. The enemy is at work against us, especially when we spread the good news for Jesus to others. I encourage you to read with them in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 11 and 12, just short verses. The world is a very difficult place. We don't want to scare them, especially with these mass shootings. We need to encourage them. But the full reality of today's world is we do not need their eyes to open up that they're not in heaven yet, because our kids will face an affliction with just the craziness of the world, just like you and I have. But it's worse, it's even worse today. Fixing all the problems will set them up for an unrealistic world, if you think about it. Instead, let's coach them on how to respond to others and show them how to pray. Teach them how to pray. Let them pray for the food. Let it bless the food. When you have family time and your mom brings a snack or whatever, pray for the food. If y'all got a dog and you give him a Scooby snack, say, hey, son, you want to pray for the food for Fido or whatever the dog's name is? Think about that. You see, this will provide a strategy for whatever they may face in the future. In fact, the key is tendency. Encourage them to get back after they fall. When they fall, they can get back up. Because they will fall. We all will. If you go to the book of James, here's a good example. Chapter 1, verses 2 and 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whatever you face of trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let the perseverance finish its work, so you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So in closing, I just want to tell you that I know trials produce good fruit in my soul. And I hope one day that I can get to a place where I consider my trials pure joy. Most of them are. We all run into we're not there yet. But I stand up in prayer and I pray for protection for my family, for my kids. Okay? And it's important. So that's the coffee talk for today with CA. And that is entitled 5 Critical Ways to Protect Your Family Through Prayer. And I hope that gives you help on a Monday. I got one more song I want to play. But before I do that, I want to tell you the first song that I played. I had three artists drop me songs. One, if you listen to my podcast, you'll hear Steel. That's a brand new one with Stephen Curtis Chapman. Miracle Power, a new one by We the Kingdom that you'll hear later this week again. This last one on Coffee Talk, the first one was Then Christ Came. That was a brand new one that Bart and them dropped to me from Mercy Me. Okay, now I'm going to play one in closing, and we'll close out in prayer. The late B.J. Thomas, Turn Your Radio On. I don't think anybody's heard this one, but let's play it anyways.
Well, come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty host of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. And if you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God and turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. fathers and mothers, and the many friends that have gone before. Turn your radio on, turn your radio on. The song will turn them on, and we shall meet them over on the Hallelujah Shore. Get in touch with God.
All right, my friend, the late B.J. Thomas. Hard to believe B.J.'s been gone now for a little over a year. He died of lung cancer. Very good friends with him. Had many of stories. I have a tribute if you go all the way back. And who knows, again, I think I may wind up eventually playing a B.J., some more B.J. music. That was one that was a kind of a lost song that I didn't even know he even had. As many times as I talked to him, and it's Turn Your Radio On with B.J. Just... I mean, he just loved Jesus. He shared his journey, and it's just amazing. And I love him and Gloria both, and he is missed. And his music and legacy will continue on. And Gloria, I know you're a good friend of mine, and I know you listen a lot, and we love you. And your family. Okay. That being said, we're going to lead off in a closing prayer on a Monday as I get ready to saddle up and leave the studio. But I hope everybody has a great day. So let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, guide, and protect us. Lord, we love you. And may this message today on Coffee Talk with CA, that people will be indulged and get something of it and share it with others. And we thank you so much for all you do. Let us have a great Monday. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, this is CA. I'm going to leave the tower. Very muggy morning this morning here. The sun is arising here at Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio. Beautiful downtown Fort Worth. I want you to remember the sun does rise. The sun, S-O-N, rises on the other side. I want you to enjoy life. Go out and get that gusto of life and keep smiling. Okay? L-I-F-E, exclamation point, dot. Any questions I can help you with, again, go to my Facebook page. Click on station info. You can send me a text, okay? Or Facebook message me. Or if you want to even do even better than that, you want to... send me an email, feel free, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. All right, y'all have a great day. Bye for now.